Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
I tore a couple of white strings on the side, and I had to replace them with black strings. I cut them, and then I burned them there.
We would make families, groups,
began organizations. Began to bang on the flight deck officer's door.
You're causing a disturbance.
You have really beautiful feet.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And, of course, we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. Every night we do live streaming video of our radio show, and you can see it. If you have a backstage pass, you can see how this show is performed, how it's done, how it ain't done, how it's this, how it's that, how it's something else, man. It's pretty mind-blowing what it is that we do here. And, of course, we do it each and every night. So get a backstage pass, not only watch our video, but also the archives of this radio show go back to 1997 in some instances. We have podcasts. We have classic Phil podcasts. These are the older podcasts of the show. We got pre-9/11 shows. We got post-9/11 shows. We got all kinds of stuff. And, of course, we have our flashbacks, our podcasts, our daily podcasts. We have our news feed. We have video archives, 5 days of video archives of each video cast, and older video archives as well. So join us at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And while you're there, go to our shop and pick up a mug or something. In fact, we have on screen right now on our video cast our merchandise store page. And on there you can see our T-shirt and a bunch of other stuff. Visit us. And join the family over at philhendryshow.com. And when you do, you're going to be joining one of the most, the craziest bunch of people, the weirdest bunch of people, but they're all good people. All right, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Don Mixa joining us from Seattle, Washington tonight. Don is a professor of engineering at the University of Washington, and tonight we're going to be talking about the story of Congressman Schock, Aaron Schock, who is a United States congressman that posed with his shirt off, I think. If I could get the producer on the other end here to send me the story, thank you. So, you're familiar with this, Don?
Oh, I'm very familiar with it. I think it's one of the most priceless stories, I think, in the news today, Phil, right now, is this guy Schock and what he's what he means to the Republican Party. I think it's pretty amusing if you take into account everything that's going on.
All right. Well, we have some audio here of I don't know who it is, but we've got a little bit of audio, and I think it is Matt Lauer. Oh yeah, it's Matt Lauer and Aaron Schock on the Today Show, and apparently what he did was he posed on the cover of this magazine. What's the name of the magazine? Men's Health. The cover. With his shirt off.
You know, there is some risk with it, but I think it's risk worth taking. It's one of the biggest challenges our country faces is the rising health care crisis. All the debate in Washington, D.C. is centered around who's paying for it. There's arguments from the left and the right. Should it be the federal government? Is it private businesses' role? And the real problem is the rising costs, and they're driven, Matt, by individual choices. So we got to change the choice.
All right, so there is Matt Lauer and Aaron Schock. He's a congressman. He's a Republican. And you were making some noise today, I think, on local radio in Seattle as well as television, about what you see as a in the closet problem.
I don't know if it's a problem that Aaron Schock has. I don't know. I would not presume to know. But I think when you have a Republican congressman posing with his shirt off on the cover of Men's Health magazine, I think it says an awful lot about the party.
Well, what does it say about the party?
Well, I think what it says is they've got a very dual personality, the Republican Party. On the one hand, they're talking about family values. On the other hand, they've got this young man who is posing on the cover of Men's Health magazine. And I just want to say one thing before we go any further here, Phil. It's I think the temptation is to say, for instance, Don Mixa, you know, am I gay? I can assure you I'm not gay. Not only am I not gay, but I currently have a relationship with a young lady who was a former student of mine. So I'd like to go further, but I don't want to wind up dead. So this has nothing to do with me.
Well, I wasn't saying that it had anything to do with you, Don. I'm saying that because a guy's got his shirt off on the cover of Men's Health magazine, he's not the first guy to have his shirt off on the cover of Men's Health magazine. Do you agree?
Oh, I'd absolutely agree with that. But he's the first congressman, the first Republican congressman to have his shirt off on the cover of Men's Health magazine. And I think that that's significant because it is a I think it's an icon. It's sort of a gay archetype, if you will, to see a man with his shirt off, a guy who is a likes to, you know, lift iron, and he's a Republican. Now, the Republicans are a very anti-gay party. I don't think there's any question that the Republican Party is trying to keep gay people from being married. They're trying to keep gay people from having equal rights, and yet they have a guy with his shirt off on Men's Health magazine. So I think there's very much an identity problem going on there.
Well, what is the identity problem, then? You're saying there's an identity problem. Are we talking about a party that's gay?
Well, there's no such thing as a party being gay.
Are we talking about a party that has a lot of gay people in it that they don't acknowledge?
Well, I think that, without question, you've got a party there with a lot of gay people in it that they don't acknowledge. And,
all right, and why would gay people be attracted to a party that is anti-gay?
You're a conservative. You tell me.
Because I think gay people, like anybody else, have conservative views as well as liberal views. You know, it takes all kinds to make the world go round. But you are the one who says that the Republican Party is an anti-gay institution, yet there are gay members. So if one of the Republican congressmen, and you're not saying that Aaron Schock is gay, are you?
I don't know. I would not presume to make any judgment on Congressman Schock. You know, that's for him to know, and I guess for the rest of us to find out. I think what I'm saying, though, is that it is a shocking image for the Republican Party, which has been, for the longest time, very, very much in the camp of anti-gay rights, anti-gay marriage, anti-human rights with regard to gay people. So they're very much in that camp. And all of a sudden, they come trotting out with a guy with his shirt off, a Republican congressman with his shirt off, for all the gay world to see. It's a very gay thing to do. And
what do you mean a gay thing to do? You and I have just been talking here, Don, about the fact that Men's Health magazine has had a lot. It's called Men's Health. So there's been guys on the cover of that magazine who have been cyclists. There have been guys on the cover of that magazine who've been ball players. They've been weightlifters, every kind of athlete, and a great many men who are not involved in athletics at all, who are professional people in other fields, in other walks of life, and yet value a physical conditioning. And now you have a Republican congressman, and all of a sudden you bring up the gay issue. Why not bring it up when some other man is on the cover with his shirt off?
Because the other guy that's on the cover with his shirt off is not trying to make some political point. You know, Aaron Schock is on the cover trying to make a political point, but the problem is I don't think he's being very honest about the political point he's trying to make. The political point that he says he wants to make is better health and so that we don't have a high health care cost. Okay, I'm very much in favor of that, and I think that I would, I don't think there's an American that would stand against that. But I think the larger question that is not answered is why Aaron Schock on the cover of Men's Health magazine with his shirt off showing what he's got to whoever, you know. You know, when I say whoever, I'm not making any judgment.
Women?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
All right, well, that leaves only one other gender, men?
Well, I'm just saying that Aaron Schock is on the cover of Men's Health magazine. The only thing that it's missing is the ability to see him flex. I don't recall the picture, whether he put any oil on or not, but I think it's very much a message picture, and I think the message is very clear. Hi, I'm Aaron Schock, and while I am saying that we should have a healthy country, I think I'll take the opportunity to just show what I got to perhaps a very long-suffering gay community. I mean, you know, this is bait and switch at its worst, Phil, and I think it mocks the gay community.
You're just going on and on and on and on here, Don, about bait and switch and mocking the gay community, this and that. Let me get our number out here. It's 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Congressman Aaron Schock on the cover of Men's Health magazine, his shirt's off. It's an unconventional approach to promote a new healthy lifestyle, so says the representative. But with us is Don Mixa, who is a professor at the University of Washington, a noted liberal who says that there is, I don't think there's any question, you're saying there's a gay message there.
Well, I didn't say that either. I said that the...
Well, yeah, you're pretty much saying that.
No, I did not say that, Phil. I said that there is a it's ambiguous. If you want to be clear about it being about men's health, why do you have to have a congressman with his shirt off, oiled up, and showing off his wares? It's almost as if he's standing at some kind of a gay meat market on a Friday night, when there are many other ways of saying these things. Now, he represents Central and Western Illinois. This is a very conservative area, I'm sure, in the House of Representatives. He's already got the distinction of being the first U.S. congressman who was born in the 1980s. The Huffington Post calls him the hottest freshman. I don't think that there's any doubt that this man is, part of the new generation, if you will, of Republican, which is a guy that's trying to push his way out of the closet, but he can't do it.
Why can't he do it?
Because he's a Republican, and the Republicans are not going to, they're not going to reward anybody for coming out of the closet. And that's why you have most of your Republicans are in the closet, and then when they finally do come out, it's by way of being arrested, or they're caught with a guy in the front seat of the car, or they're caught with their pants down in a toilet someplace, or they're caught like this man, Craig. All the Republican Congress people that come out of the closet are generally guys that were forced out by way of their pants falling down at the wrong place at the wrong time, found with a boy here, a boy there, found with their pants down around their ankles someplace, standing around with their pants off. And this is how it happens, I think.
All right, well, in your opinion then, Don, so that we can kind of wrap this up a little bit and take some phone calls, in your opinion, instead of being caught with his pants down around his ankles, Aaron Schacht just came right out and took his shirt off to say, hi, I'm a gay Republican.
I think that that's not what he's doing, and I think that's what's destructive about it. I think he should come out and say, hi, I'm a gay Republican. Hi, this is what I got. This is what I'm selling. Anybody buy it? Instead of coming out and saying, well, this is about men's health, and I want everybody to have a healthy lifestyle, and I want everyone to, get a healthy lifestyle going, and, hey, look at my body. I think what he's really saying in the first case is, hey, look at my body, and let me tell you the way that I'll make all of this work is some poppycock about health.
And so, in other words, this is a gay come-on by a U.S. congressman on the cover of Men's Health magazine, and he doesn't give a damn about health, and it's all about sex. And you being a liberal... You turn this into, you basically have stereotyped gay men as sex mongers, as guys who are only interested in that.
No, I haven't. You haven't listened to what I've said.
No, I heard exactly what you said. That a guy can't take his shirt off on Men's Health magazine without being some kind of a whore, some kind of a guy that's parading it, even if he's a Republican or a Democrat. It doesn't matter, does it?
I think if it was a Republican, if it was a Democrat, it would be about health, because that's we've been about health. So, no, I'm not saying every gay man does that. I'm saying that Republican gays they don't have the chance, so they have to parade it like that. If it was a Democrat, a liberal, he wouldn't be afraid to show it off, and liberals are about health anyway.
Well, all right, very, very, very cagey there, Don. Don Mixa with us, our number 877-876-7445, The Phil Hendry Show. Aaron Schacht, a Republican congressman from Illinois, posing on Men's Health magazine, the cover with his shirt off, and Don saying... Well, you know, the Republicans are so sexually repressed about gays that really what this guy is doing is basically saying, hi, I'm gay, and I'm just talking about health because that's a good cover. 877-876-7445 is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Don Mixa joining us, and we're talking about this story that broke today, and it is a congressman from Illinois by the name of Aaron Schacht, who has posed with no shirt on the cover of Men's Health magazine. And Don, you have taken the opportunity here on this program as a liberal to say that this guy is basically sending some sort of, it's like a gay icon, or it's an iconic image for the gay community, or the man is in the closet. I'm not exactly sure what you're saying.
Well, I think I've been very clear. I think I'm saying that the Republican Party is a party filled with closeted gays that have no other way of expressing themselves than to pose on the cover of a Men's Health magazine. Now, you can ask the average Republican what they think about that. They don't have an opinion. And the reason is because it's probably true. I mean, I could sit here and say to you, and I could be in the middle of the Republican National Convention, as a matter of fact, and I say, well, look at all of these people here. You got a whole lot of people in the closet. Take a look at Aaron Schacht, who's on the cover of Men's Health magazine showing off his biceps. Look at these guys who get arrested with their pants off. Just exactly what have you got here in the Republican Party? And I would say to you, well, you got a whole bunch of gays in the closet. And the Republicans, the conservative movement, has nothing to say about it because they know it's true.
All right, so then what's the point?
The point is that the party, the Republican Party, such as it is, ought to quit fooling around and come out and say, we've got a lot of gay members, and we got nothing against that. We're going to have to try to work with it. We'll have to grit our teeth and see what we can do.
You know, if they really wanted to come, if you're saying to me that there is a solution and the solution is for the Republican Party to acknowledge that there's gay members, okay.
Well, the GOP is not going to be successful. They can't be successful till they embrace gay people. You know, to be honest with themselves, they've got a lot of gay members, a lot of young gay members, and they're never going to be successful as a political party until they start to acknowledge that people, you know, gay people exist. But they don't want to do that. So this is what happens.
So, but no, the point is that if you are standing there in the middle of the Republican convention and you say to them, there's a whole bunch of you people that are in the closet, they won't do anything about it. They won't deny it, but they won't do anything about it.
Exactly. They won't deny it. Because they can't deny it, but you're right, they won't do anything about it because the Republican Party right now is frozen with fear when it comes to the whole gay issue. They don't want to say they got gay people. They don't really want to come out and go after the gay vote. They're not sure how they feel about gay marriage. They're not sure how they feel about a lot of stuff. And so as a result of that, they are a paralyzed party. And now what happens? Now you have all of these gay Republicans that are either caught with their pants down around their ankles in a public toilet, or they're fooling around with a kid someplace, or they're doing some kind of disgusting stuff. And then you have this young man, this Aaron Schlock, who is forced into parading himself on a magazine.
And well, what do you say he's forced? I mean, what exactly is he going for here?
Well, he's trying to say, I'm a gay Republican, but he can't. He can't just come out and say, I'm a gay Republican, because they're going to pull the money away from him. So he has to do it in a very surreptitious way, and that is to essentially say, oh, I'm posing here on the magazine for Men's Health. Now, I don't think that I'm not saying he doesn't believe in Men's Health. I am saying, however, that this guy is as gay as the day is long, and this is his way of saying, hi, I'm gay. And look, Paul Ryan, Eric Cantor, Aaron Schlock, all of these young faces, all of these young gay men.
Paul Ryan's gay, huh? Eric Cantor is gay. Aaron Schlock. You got guys that are gay that you aren't even sure whether they are or not.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, take a look at them. I mean, I think the Republican Party has excuse the language, you know, it has a queer side to it.
Well, all of this is really just cheap political points. It's a shameful thing for you to come on here and start to make some political hay out of a guy who is trying to promote health. Now, you, as a Democrat, you're talking about the president's health care program.
Exactly.
Okay. What's wrong with a guy coming on and saying, a Republican saying, well, how about prevention? Or how about physical fitness? Or how about keeping yourself in shape?
Well, they can do that, Phil, but they don't just do that because they've got so many closeted gays over there. They got so many of these guys shoved deep in the closet that when it comes time to talk about the body, the human body, the physical body, what comes leaking out is this: it's just the gay, repressed gay aspect of that party comes pouring out. And I'm saying that if they embrace the homosexual in the Republican Party, I'm saying that they'd be far better off because then they'd be talking about openly about gay people in the Republican Party, but they don't want to do that. So they've got to force this guy to shock to take his shirt off and talk about physical health while he's gay and he's got to be gay and he feels gay and he has to be gay. And the way to be gay is to take your shirt off in Men's Health magazine, flex a muscle or do whatever it is that you do.
You know, you sound like the biggest homophobe. You sound like a real bigot to me. You sound like a guy, Don, to be perfectly honest with you, you sound like a guy that just stereotypes everybody, including gay people. That's what you're doing right here.
I'm not stereotyping anybody.
Yeah, you are. You're saying, oh, well, look at this guy. Because he's gay, because he's a repressed gay, it's got to come leaking out somehow. It's got to come, somehow it's got to come pushing out. Okay?
Well, look, I feel sad for the closet cases in the GOP. And I would say to anybody that's in a closet in the Republican Party to come on over to become a Democrat, because you guys are, it's a joke. And if this is how you get your kicks, you know, posing nude on a magazine cover.
He's not posing nude.
Well, you know what I'm saying, with his shirt off. Because you can't allow yourself to express who you are. You can't just be the, you know, let me say it, you can't be the queer that you are in the Republican Party. And it's time for you to cross the street, come on over, become a Democrat.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a message that is fine for gay people. What is your message to the Republican Party in general, the straight people in the Republican Party?
Well, I don't have anything to say to them because they're never going to, they don't even understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking directly to the gays in the Republican Party to come on over, become a Democrat. Don't join the, don't stay in the Republican Party. And as far as the straight people in the Republican Party, you're never going to get through to them. They don't even understand what I'm talking about, so it's pointless.
All right, hold the line here. Don Mixa with us from the University of Washington. You know, a guy takes his shirt off, and he's posing for the cover of Men's Health magazine as a Republican to talk about physical fitness, and what is he saying? Oh, this is a gay thing. Well, he must be, you know, he's so repressed as a gay guy, it's just going to come pouring out of him. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More with Don Mixa. Is the GOP just full of closet-cased homosexuals, or is our guest just taking these cheap political shots? Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and with me is Don Mixa from the University of Washington, and I've got on one of our newsmaker lines, I don't know which one it is, bud, but we have on Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County, and Larry, how are you?
So thank you for having me on your program.
And Don Mixa is in Washington. What we want to do here is, Don, do you know Larry?
I do not know Larry, no.
Hey, how are you, Larry Grover?
Yes, sir, how are you?
All right, here's what I want to do. Larry, I know and Larry is an obvious conservative member of a very active PAC here in the state of California, who is going to take a little exception to what you've been saying, Don. Larry, go ahead.
The first thing I think that I would say, I'm a Republican, I'm a conservative, is to say that we have such a number of closeted gays in our party that they know no other way of expressing themselves than by taking their shirts off and posing on the cover of a Men's Health magazine, which is saying is essentially Aaron Schock, a young congressman, is engaged in sexual mongering for his jollies, or however you put it, and I think that you owe an apology to that man, first of all.
Well, Dad, can I say something?
I'm not done yet. I think you owe an apology to that man, and I think you also, by inference, are saying that the entire party is repressed and would rather that gays stay in the closet. And nothing could be further from the truth. We deal with our gay members openly.
But you do not believe in gay marriage. You know that. You don't believe in gay rights. You know that.
Well, I would not say that we don't believe in gay rights. We don't believe in gay marriage. But we don't believe in the marriage between a man and an animal. You know, we don't believe that a man can marry a goat.
That's outrageous, Phil. And this is the whole thing that I say about these conservatives, where they have to compare bestiality. The gay homosexuality is a normal thing. It's in society. It's been rated, you know, the National Psychiatric, the American Psychiatric Association. It's not a mental illness.
I didn't say that it was a mental illness.
Well, you're talking about marrying a man marrying a goat.
Well, I said that it's not legal for a man to marry a goat. And
yeah, but if I can interrupt here, Larry, that's the old saw. You know, that's the argument that a lot of conservatives use. It just doesn't have any legs anymore to say, well, we don't have this kind of aberrant sexual union. We don't have that kind of aberrant sexual union. So why should we? So basically what you're saying is marrying two men or marrying two women, that's aberrant sexuality, and therefore that's the Republican and conservative stance.
That is not the Republican or conservative stance.
Wait a minute. What Phil just said, Larry, is that you are comparing the marriage of two people of the same gender to a man marrying an animal. All right.
Well, yes, I did. I said that you. No, I did not. I said it's not legal to marry an animal. It's not legal to marry. You would agree with that, correct?
Of course, I'd agree with that. But I would not say that marrying an animal is the same thing as two people of the same gender getting married, and I think that's what you were trying to say.
That I agree with Don to this end, Larry.
Wait. I called up because you were having a hard time pinning this guy down, and now you're taking his side?
No, I'm not taking his side. I'm saying I don't think you're getting anywhere when you say that two people marrying of the same gender shouldn't be legal because a guy marrying an animal isn't legal.
That's what we've been saying, though.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Phil. I mean, that's your Republican for you. That's your conservative.
Well, what does that mean? That's your conservative. What you're saying to me then is you're looking at me as if I am, like I'm a goat or something. You know?
No, I'm saying to Phil that your point of view is one that is highly, excuse me for putting it this way, it's a retarded point of view.
What do you mean by retarded?
What does that mean?
I don't mean retarded as in mentally retarded. I mean retarded as it is an impeded point of view. There's you're trying to say that sexual union of two people of the same gender is aberrant, and I think that that's the entire Republican and conservative case, Phil. And that's where they are, and that's why they are where they are, because they don't recognize reality, because they continue to push this into the background, and so their membership. And when you talk about Aaron Schock...
Well, that's the reason why I called up. I wanted to talk about Aaron Schock, and I wanted to, if I could, Phil...
Go ahead.
I wanted to say, this is a young congressman from Illinois. I think he's an outstanding young congressman. And he took his shirt off on the cover of a magazine. And he did that so that people could see how ripped he is, and they would start having better health. Okay, now why do you automatically think it's about gay?
Because I think in your party, Larry, where you there is no outlet for gay expression. There's no outlet for the gay, the principle of equal rights. There's no outlet for the principle of marriage. There's no outlet for the principle of human rights applied to gay people. So there has to be a statement made, and that was his statement.
Well, so you're not saying that when Larry Grover or anybody looks at that picture that I'm automatically, it makes me hot or something?
I'm not saying that unless, of course, that's what you're saying.
Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. I'm saying, are you making the accusation that because this guy takes his shirt off in a magazine, as a conservative, I'm supposed to get hot when I see it?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said I wouldn't doubt it if you got hot.
And what's that mean?
It means that I think there's a lot of you guys are in a closet in that party. You know?
Okay, so that's been the big point here, that he thinks that the Republican Party is full of a lot of closet cases, that the Republican Party is filled with lots of guys, who haven't come out, and they enjoy seeing this kind of stuff because it's the only way that they can express themselves. But, I mean, let's face it, okay, Don? Gay men, whether they're Republican or whether they're Democrat, are going to find outlets, they're going to find bars, they're going to find each other, and they're going to have the lives that they want to have in this country where it is legal, regardless of what the Republican Party thinks of it.
Well, yes, but it cannot be expressed in the open public forum of this country. And so when a guy takes his shirt off, this Schock, when he takes his shirt off and he's showing his... all he has to—the only thing that picture lacks are clothespins on his nipples. And
boy, oh boy! You know, you got some kind of a mind on you. And
so, are you denying that that's what it lacks?
I don't deny. I'm not denying. I'm not saying that may be in other pictures, but on Men's Health magazine.
You're telling me that this is a picture that is. I saw the picture. It's got nothing to do with pornography at all.
Are you gay?
No, I'm not.
Well, then how do you know? And
well. I'm not gay, but it's not. I don't think it is either. And I had the same thought you had, but that doesn't make me gay.
All right, you had the same thought that I had.
Well, why would you have that thought, Don?
I had the thought simply because I thought it was pornographic. Mr. Grover says that it's not.
It is not pornographic.
Then what did you mean you had the same thought as me?
I thought about the clothes peg angle.
Okay, well, the more you talk, the more you give yourself away, sir.
And I'm not giving anything away.
All right, let's get off of this, whether you guys are talking about clothes pegs or not, okay?
He's the guy that said that he agreed with me, that that's what the picture, he thought about that. Now, I'm saying to you, Mr. Grover, you can be anything you want, you can believe anything you want. But when you say that you see that picture, and you agree with me that there should be clothes pegs on his nipples, I think you need...
I didn't say that I agree with you. I said I thought about that.
All right. Well, I think you need to have a long, long talk with yourself. Are you married?
That's none of your... No, I'm not married. It's none of your business.
Well, you have a... You know, Larry, you don't really hang out with women.
Yes, I do. I've had a lot of on my plate.
You got a lot on your plate, what?
I got a lot on my plate. Meaning I don't date a lot. That doesn't mean that I'm gay, because I don't date a lot.
Well, you hardly date at all, and when you do, you talk about...
I talk about treating women with respect? Yes, I talk about treating women with respect.
What does that mean?
Well, what it means is I treat women with respect when I go out with them.
You've been on our program before, though, talking about sexual union with women, as far as you're concerned, means cleanliness and...
Of course it means cleanliness.
But you've talked about having solvents in the room?
Let me explain something.
Boy, this ought to be good.
Oh, is that right? It ought to be good? Okay, listen up. It ought to be good, huh?
Well, I don't know what Mr. Andrew means about solvents.
Let me tell you. When I date a woman, and if I so choose as to be intimate with a woman, I do it with the greatest of respect. She removes as little clothing as possible, and I make sure those sheets and everything is stripped from the bed the moment... Well, now what you're doing is you're sitting there going, boy, is this guy nuts.
That's pretty much what I'm saying, yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And where do you get off?
Hold on for a minute. You were about... I wasn't judging you.
Hell, well, he was.
Well, look at Phil. All I had to hear this guy say was, you know, I strip everything from the bed the moment it's done, and I have a, you know, I it's clean, and the woman removes as few clothes. What does that mean? She removes as few clothes as possible.
That means that if you're going to engage in intimacy, she doesn't have to strip like... She doesn't have to strip like a slave on an auction block. I would never do that to a woman. Ever. And if we were to have relations, it would be with her wearing as much of her clothes as possible. The bed sheet, all the clothes, all the clothing, all the linens would be taken out and, yes, washed in a solvent, if possible. If possible. And if not possible, then they are burned.
Burned? Are you kidding me, man?
No, man. I'm not kidding you, man. You know, man...
Phil, this is a guy that is walking on the razor's edge.
No, hold on for a minute. What do you mean, burned? I want to know.
I mean that if you can't get a... I live with my mother, and I'll tell you something right now, my friend. If you think mother is going to be subjected to stains on sheets from some other woman, it's not going to happen. Not while my mother's alive. And so if I can't get that... If the sheet is not bleached properly, I will... What do you do with it?
You can throw it away. I mean, if you really had a problem with it, man... excuse me for calling you man.
Okay, man. All right, man.
What is your problem with Phil calling you man?
I don't like it.
Excuse me, Larry, but if you really had a problem, why wouldn't you just throw them away?
Because there's a danger... Throw them away so that every guy that picks up garbage in Southern California can get his kicks? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, boy.
No, not oh, boy. Trust me, my friend. I've got experience with this. When the guys from Clapco Refuse Removal came by my home 2 years ago, and I had done what Mr. Henry suggested, put the sheets in the garbage, and there they were out there wearing them on their heads, pretending they were ghosts, running around with them on their head. And
you told me it was Halloween, right?
Yes, it was Halloween, but you don't think those sheets were going into the garbage, do you? I bet you those guys took them home, and I don't even want to begin to think of what they were doing with them.
They were running around out on your street with sheets over their heads.
You know, Mr. Grover, with all due respect, you represent a very, very viable and important political action committee, and you're beginning to sound as if you've got a screw loose. And
no, I don't have a screw loose. Of course I sound like I got a screw loose. You're a Democrat. Why wouldn't you think I got a screw loose? There's nothing that we say in the Republican Party that you guys think has any kind of any solid thinking at all. And I've said some things here tonight that I think are very, very substantial.
Well, I would not put into that category the whole thing about solvents and burning sheets and...
All right, okay, get off of that kick. But what I said about this guy Shock with his shirt off, that's the next best thing to this guy Larry Craig with his pants off.
Larry Craig was popped in. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Larry, thank you for calling in.
Well, I don't think that I was treated...
I apologize. If I offended the gentleman, I appreciate you calling in, sir.
Well, I don't think I was treated with the respect that I expected.
I apologize as well, but I think that when you say things like some of the things that you said...
Yeah, because...
Hold on for a minute, Don. When you say things like some of the things that you said, you should expect to have people raise an eyebrow.
Raise an eyebrow at what? That I want a clean, that I want a crisp and clean room after a woman leaves it? That I want everything... Boy, how do you live? You mean you're telling me you don't immediately burn sheets after you have sex with a woman?
That's none of your business.
Well, Phil, I...
Hold, guys, I gotta take a break. That's none of your business. And by the way, it is none of your business, but I can give you a definitive no on that. Do you immediately burn sheets? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And still to come tonight, we have our News and Information Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. 877-876-7445. Check us out on the web at philhenryshow.com. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
All right, well, thank you, Don Mixa, and thank you, Larry Grover, for whatever that was. But I can tell you something, you know, Larry, if you called this radio show to try to make things better, all you did was make them even weirder than they already were. And it was been a long time since I heard that guy lay out all that stuff about solvent. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the last time he came on here about 2 years ago.
2 years ago? It was more like five. He was talking about making sure that he had gasoline standing by after he had intimate relations with a woman so that he could set fire to the he set fire to the bed.
Is that abnormal?
Are you kidding or something?
Yeah, it's abnormal, man. No, but I mean, what about that disease and everything?
What do you mean, what about disease? You know, Bud, all you got to do is wash your sheets and, you know, take care of the mattress. And if it gets too old, throw it out, get a new one. And, you know, use the things one should use, whether they're condoms or diet, whatever, you know, maintain your healthy station in life and you don't have to worry about anything. Some guy taking the sheets into his backyard and burning them after having sex with a woman. If I was that woman, I wouldn't walk. I'd run from that house.
Yeah, man. That's weird, man. Yeah, but I think he was trying to make the point that he's a good man.
I don't have any doubt that he's a good man, although I think Larry's one of these guys that's wrapped too tight, man. He's a guy that's he's on his way from good man status to weird ass real fast. All right, Phil Henry Show, our number 877-876-7445. Why don't you guys just take a chill, okay? We're not doing the News and Information Hour yet, okay? I'm going to do that next hour. You guys just bug off, okay?
Yeah, I got a couple opinions I want to give.
I don't care. I don't want to hear your opinions right now. Go, 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 go. Get out of here.
You don't want an opinion at all?
No, I don't. Anyway, welcome back to our program, and don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com, and over there you can find a podcast of the show tomorrow morning. So, you know, so in the morning, whatever you're doing. And the other thing that we are continually emphasize on the show, and I did it the other night, I don't have my phone with me, is the fact that you can watch our video casts as well as listen to our show in the podcast form, mobile. So if you have your iPhone, if you have your Droid, if you have your whatever you have, you can watch the show. You can watch our streaming video. Either you can see it live, or you can listen, or you can watch the on-demand video cast in the morning. So tomorrow morning, using Skyfire as your browser for your iPhone. That's the only thing that I would say that we recommend. And quite frankly, anyone that has an iPhone. To watch the live Phil Henry Show on video or to watch it on demand, get the browser Skyfire, and then you'll be able to stream the show live. Liberals in southern Arizona seek to form new state. Well, now here's something that A long simmering movement by liberal stalwarts in southern Arizona to break away from the rest of the largely conservative state is at a boiling point as secession backers press to bring their long shot ambition to the forefront of Arizona politics. Well, there's something that really needs to be discussed right now. Like, we got all the time in the world for that kind of junk. Whatever happened to this idea that we were going to be working together, you know, this bipartisan thing? Was that okay? A group of lawyers from the Democratic stronghold of Tucson and surrounding Pima County have launched a petition drive seeking support for a November 2012 ballot question on whether the 48th state should be divided into two states. Now, that's a state, Arizona. If ever there was a state that needed to be two states, it was California. And we had this discussion not too long ago. There was a discussion about dividing the state of California in two because the northern part of the state had all the water and it had all the liberals, and the southern part of the state had all the conservatives and all the desert. And the Northern California people didn't want to keep, pumping water down to Southern California. And there's definitely an attitude difference between the northern and southern parts of the state. But I ain't never heard about Arizona having this problem. The ultimate goal of the newly formed Political Action Committee, Start Our State, is to split Pima County off into what would become the nation's 51st state, tentatively dubbed Baja Arizona. How big is this Pima County? Backers have until July the 5th next year to collect the 48,000 signatures required to qualify for a spot on the ballot. If they succeed, it would mark the first hurdle in a long, circuitous process that even the most determined of supporters readily acknowledges has little chance of bearing fruit. Then why even do it? Aren't there more important things we can deal with in this country right now? If we're beginning to talk about secession, with all of the problems we have right now, we ain't heading in the right direction, man. All right, our news and information hour next on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.